Hi guys, welcome back to Question Mark with Carolina. Happy New Year. I didn't think we would actually make it to 2021. It just felt like 2020 was never gonna end, but at the same time, it went by so fast. And you know, I'm not one to be into like New Year, New Me, or like have New Year's resolutions and just be like, oh my God, it's the new year. But I do like to acknowledge the fact that I made it to another year, through another year, especially how hard 2020 was. So I just want you guys to, you know, acknowledge that you've made it through and we're here now, and that's all that matters, and just keep growing and focused on everything that you want in life. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty fucking tired right now. I was just gonna go take a nap, but I was like, you know what? I didn't record last week, and if I go take a nap right now, I'm just gonna feel shitty. So I'm sitting here talking to you guys. My son decided that he was not gonna sleep last night. And honestly, I don't even know what was wrong with him. He woke up out of his sleep just like screaming and crying. And then we put him in the bed with us. And he was just very fussy. Like, he was tired, but he was having a hard time actually sleeping. And he's super attached to me, so he was just on my face. But yeah, I don't know. I read that... So he's two, and I read that at this age they have like night terrors, it's called. It's different from nightmares, because I forgot the difference, but I think it's something to do with like he's awake, not awake, like he's awake but sleep in his dreams, and that's why he'll be sleeping and still like crying and screaming, because you know he's awake, but he's asleep. Like, I don't know if that makes sense as to, like, a nightmare. When you have a nightmare, you wake up crying and scared. And when you have a night terror for kids, it's like they're living it, but they're screaming and crying. So it's harder to, like, make them stop because you don't know how to. But, yeah, usually I'll just, like, hug him and, like, try to cuddle him and stuff. But last night, even that wasn't working. Like, he was just not trying to go to sleep. But here I am now, and... he's actually taking a nap right now, which I hope he takes a very long nap, because I'm not going to lie, I feel like I need a little break from being a mom. But yeah, anyways, let me sip my coffee. So I was thinking the other day, well, I saw this a while ago on YouTube. There's this video of a Mexican mom reacting to Rachel Ray making pozole. I don't know, I've been wanting to talk about this on my podcast for like a long time, because I had a conversation with somebody recently about that, and it kind of just made me angry how they like responded to what I had to say, and the fact that how they saw it, you know. So let me just get into it. So basically, pozole is like a Mexican dish. It's like a soup, it's like a stew, and there's like a certain, like, I feel like everybody knows that knows pozole, like it's made the same way in our culture, you know. And that's the issue that I have with like people trying to make a profit off of Mexican culture. So the video is basically like Rachel Ray is making pozole, but she's like making it a whole other thing that doesn't represent what pozole really is. And mind you, like Mexican moms have been making this dish for like years, like, you know. So it's very offensive, first of all, because she just like doesn't even talk about it. She doesn't say what she's like, what it represents, how it's like really made, and she's using like all these ingredients that don't even go in pozole. So for somebody that has never heard of it or has never ate it or has never even seen it, when they watch that video, they're gonna think that she came up with it, or that's really how it is. And that takes away from culture, that takes away from moms that make it all the time and are passionate about it and actually know where it comes from. That takes away from even myself having had it so much growing up and seeing some white lady on TV trying to make like something that's not hers, you know, like that really bothered me. And I saw that video and I just loved how that mom was like reacting to it. And then like a month later, BuzzFeed, this channel on BuzzFeed that's like all about like Latinos and stuff, it's called Pero, like, they made a video of like that same mom and like other Mexican moms reacting to Rachel Ray make pozole. So I saw it, and then they felt the same way, you know. They were talking about how it's taken away from our culture and not really representing what it really is, you know. And I showed it to somebody that I know, and they were just like, oh, but it's okay, she can make it. And I was like, what? Like, that just made me so angry, because I was like, yes, she can make it, you know, everybody can make whatever they want to. And like, we eat foods from every culture all the time, but there's a difference between trying to make a profit from something and acting like you know what you're doing and what you're talking about, and completely misrepresenting a culture that already gets overlooked all the time, you know. And I don't know, that just made me so angry, because I feel like Mexican culture is the most known culture in America, but as like Mexican people are the most overlooked people in America, like, you know, like the most hated culture, the most, like, there's always just this like misrepresentation, and there's always this judgment against Mexicans. And I feel like it sucks to see a white person trying to make something that's not what it is, that comes from Mexican culture, when all these moms that have been making pozole for years, moms, women, men, Mexican people that, you know, make pozole for a living or they sell food, and they're not getting that recognition, you know, like, I hate that. And that just fucks me up all the time, because like, how are we the most, like, everybody fucking loves Mexican food, everybody loves beer, everybody goes out on Cinco de Mayo and acts like they know what the fuck they're celebrating, because honestly, I didn't even know what Cinco de Mayo was, because Mexicans don't make it a big deal, you know, like, yeah, you talk about it, but it's not like, I'm gonna go get fucked up because it's this and this, you know. I just hate how in America, it's very like, everybody's making a profit from Mexican culture and not necessarily really representing the Mexican people. And I hate that it's not really talked about, and it's just always overlooked, because that's all we've ever seen. That felt good to kind of get it out. Honestly, I'm very passionate about my culture and where I come from and everything that I know, and I just want to share that with you guys and kind of educate, you know, because I don't know everything. I don't feel like everybody doesn't know everything, you know. So it's really on us to just keep on sharing, and, you know, you learn something new every day, and that's just what I'm trying to do, because I want to learn more about other cultures so I can stand up for like people that are also overlooked, and they feel like, you know, like their culture is misinterpreted. I want to know more so that I can have something to say about it too, you know, because I feel like it's great that we have so many cultures that we know, and it's great that in a way that's how everyone is accepted, because we embrace other people's cultures. But I feel like it would be good if we were all more educated on every culture and like dishes and stuff and like, you know, because it means something to somebody. Like everything that has to do with culture, especially like in Mexican culture and Hispanic culture in general, like we are very proud of our roots and what everything represents in our culture. So I hate seeing things being misrepresented, you know, like that really just bugs me out. And it's probably not that serious to other people, but to me, it's just like, man, like, I don't want to see some white lady like putting fucking crema in a soup and calling it pozole. Like, first of all, you don't even put crema on pozole. And that's the thing, we don't even eat sour cream like that. Like, I don't know why Americans put sour cream on every Mexican dish. Oh, God. Anyways, stirring my coffee. I know it's so funny, like I still don't even know what those little grains are called that go in pozole. Like I know Mexicans call it maíz, but I don't know how to say it in English. Like maíz is corn, but that's not what it is. And I remember, it's so funny, when I was little, I was probably like 13, 14, me and my cousin, my mom was making pozole and she sent me and my cousin to the store to get like the little maíz that goes in it, and we didn't know how to say it in English, and we were looking for it at the store, and we went up to the guy at the register, and I was like, "Hey, do you have pozole?" Because we didn't know how to ask for it, and we just thought if we like said it in like an American way, like he would know what we were talking about. It's so funny. Everybody in my family like still talks about that. But yeah. I feel like since I became a mom, I've been a lot more passionate about my culture and being able to teach my kid, you know, where he comes from. But yeah, I don't know what else to talk about right now. I'm so tired. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I might actually just finish this and go take a nap because. Once this little boy is up, I'm gonna have to be hands-on with him, and I don't have the energy for that. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode, and you know, I always have a lot to say about everything, and I really enjoy making these episodes so that I can just put my ideas, my thoughts, and everything out there, and hopefully some of you can relate, some of you can appreciate, and keep listening to me because I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week.